Okay, coming up next here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, it is High Flying Wolves. Going to start off with an old favourite of theirs, The Ballad of Kevin Bacon.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
And I'd do it again, 'cause I had so much fun. The only thing I want from you is all your knives and guns. In a glass and everyone's laid but me. Texting my friend, she's also alone, but she won't have sex with me.
It is the sound of High Flying Wolves and The Ballad of Kevin Bacon here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And High Flying Wolves join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi. Say hi, Pete.
Hi.
That was a bit enthusiastic. If I was a big crowd MC, I'd been like, that wasn't good enough, say hello. But yeah, well, we'd better just crash on. So, welcome back to Phoenix FM, High Flying Wolves.
Thank you.
This really is a kind of return from the dead, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
because you were last with us in July last year, and since then you've kind of split up, then got back together again, which is really cool. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Tom.
Yeah. I'm JJ.
And I'm Pete.
And we also have Jed, who isn't here, unfortunately. But yeah, and he's our drummer, but right now we're looking for a new drummer, because he isn't here. He's betrayed us.
Yeah. Consider yourself told. First things first, where did we get you from? Where'd you all hail from? Oh, that's
right.
Basically what that means.
I'm from Stansted, North Finchley, like right next to the airport. JJ, you're from
Little Haddam,
which is like
middle of nowhere.
Yeah, middle of nowhere, pretty much.
Pete's from Harlow. Yeah.
And Jed's from Silverdruff, but we kind of got together in Harlow because most of us went to Harlow College, but Pete and JJ have known each other since they were little, and we went to school together, and then we met Jed, me and Pete, and yeah, then we just got JJ in the band.
I joined, I think, November time.
Yeah, I think it was last November.
I was due to join since about 2010.
JJ was originally going to be in the band, but then, because he was in school and stuff, so we didn't want to bother him. But yeah, we didn't want to ruin his grades. But
that's so sweet. We didn't want to bother him.
Now he's in sixth form, we don't care. Yeah, is it really?
Excellent. Well, you've all got guitars on you, and I think what we'd better do next is to get you to make some use of them. What track are you going to do for us first?
We're going to be doing a song which is on a SoundCloud. It's called Latoon.
Rightio. Take it away, High Flying Wolves here on Kerples on Phoenix FM. A sudden ending to that song. It was still pretty good though. Right, yeah, that is the sound of High Flying Wolves live here in the Phoenix FM studio, and that track of theirs was entitled
Latoon.
What does Latoon mean?
Well, I think we came up with a line in the chorus, which the line is living on the outside of nowhere, and we couldn't think of anything, so we just kind of abbreviated it. Yeah.
Well, it seems to have worked quite well, and it's a good talking point for the song as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hello to everyone who has joined us online. Coach Mahaffey in Louisiana, Disneyland Drake in California, Stuart in Hertfordshire, aka House Luzhigh, and also there is Jordan the guest, and Poop, aka Amber. So very nice to have you all with us. And I hope you all enjoyed that track as well. So we've talked a bit about the long complicated story about how High Flying Wolves got together. Is there a long complicated story behind the name as well? Remind us of that.
Well, not kind of like most bands, we kind of just were thinking up like really stupid names, and then our drummer said High Flying Zoots, which like we thought sounded quite cool. But then we kind of realised it'd make us seem like we do illegal acts, a bit of the narcotics, but and we're not like that. You stay in school and stay off drugs. but we like the high flying bit, so we thought we'd just keep that and then add something on the end. We just kind of ended up with wolves. I don't know how, but yeah, that was it really.
Rightio, there you go. Yeah, to be honest, Wolves probably do some bad things as well. But I don't think anyone's going to suspect you of doing anything that real Wolves actually do. So I think you're in the clear there. And how would you describe High Flying Wolves' sound?
I don't know.
Well, we were asked to give a description of our sound for a festival we're playing at on May the 4th, which you should all attend. It's Dorkfest. And Tom just said rock and roll with a twist of lemon, and I think that's the best description we can give.
Yeah.
We've got a modern take on alternative grunge. Is that the best way to say
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's kind of hard. If you label yourself as something, people would expect you to do that. Well, we have been called punk, but I don't think we're punk at all, because when you say you're punk, people expect you to be punk, like proper punks. And we don't want to have to do that, you know.
Stress up.
Understandable.
Yeah, dress up as punks. It's always quite difficult to, when people ask you what kind of band are you, then we don't really know what to say. So we just let other people decide, really.
Okay. Well, the twist of lemon line clearly works, because it's got you the slot at the festival. So, maybe just roll with that for the time being. Yeah, good for you. Who would you say are your main influences?
I quite like Seether. They're a big influence of mine. I really like my pop punk stuff as well, but that really doesn't affect this band at all.
I don't know. I sort of listen to a bit of everything, really, so it's hard to tell.
Pete's been getting into house music,
yeah,
lately, so we're all very disappointed.
Not drum bass.
No, but we all listen to like a lot of different types of music, but then at the same time, we all listen to like pretty much the same stuff, which is always helps. Like Jed loves a bit of funk, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Jed loves anything you can dance to. So
king of dance floor.
Yeah, he is the king of the dance floor. Give him a few beers and he'll be on the dance floor all night. But
give him one and then he'll
And we all listen to different stuff, which I think helps, because then it's not boring and same.
Right, yeah. Well, I think what you've proven with the last two songs is that you are anything but boring and samey. And all this talk of your influences, on the subject of which, let's have a listen to your first musical choice. Now, you've got this on one of these devices. So tell us about the track that you're going to play first.
We're going to have played a song by the White Stripes, who are a huge influence on us, definitely. Just kind of love the simplicity of them. And yeah, the song's called Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine, which is like just an like amazing song and stuff. Yeah, there you go. we all love White Stripes, and that's the song that Jed requested to have played for him. So, yeah.
For Jed?
Yeah, for Jed.
Here we go. Girl,
tree and just hand it this way. Don't even need a drink of water to make the headache go away. Give me a sugar pill and watch me just rattle down the street.
It is the sound of the White Stripes here on Curples on Phoenix FM, and a track called Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine. And it was a choice by my guests tonight, High Flying Wolves. Hello to everybody who's got in touch. We've got a tweet from hello to Jamal Rahman, who says, "We love High Flying Wolves. JJ is beautiful."
Yes, he is.
Yes, and I am inclined to agree, having him right in front of me here. So yes, you haven't been in the band that long, and already you've got lots of fans.
Yeah, so, JJ really brings the sex appeal to the band.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, with all that in mind, let's see you. Maybe we should see you create some beautiful music as well to go with the occasion. What track are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do a new song called Goldfish, which is it's the first song JJ wrote. So yeah.
Yep.
Take it away, High Flying Wolves, here on Curples on Phoenix FM.
She's in a haze, is stressed for days, pulls out her hair and puts it in again. She's 17, living daydreams. She wants a father, but she needs a friend. Let go of her heart, let go of her arms, let go of her legs. Don't blame it on the drink. No means no, you creep. Don't blame it on her dress. He's 21, goes out for fun, invades a space, she's not the first one. A train of thoughts, just like before, goes off the tracks, what did you need her for? Don't blame it on the drink. No means no, you're creeping. don't blame it on a dress.
Cheers.
Cheers to you too. That is the sound of High Flying Wolves live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that was a new track of theirs entitled...
Goldfish.
Well, thinking about that, you've got one EP available at the moment from last year on your SoundCloud. Do you have plans to release more soon?
Yeah, we have songs written. We're going to be recording and releasing a 5-track EP this time. And it's all written and everything, but we just need to find the time to record and all that. But like, it won't take long to record because we know the songs pretty well. But yeah, like this, the new stuff. Like at the same, it's like it's a lot heavier, but at the same time, it's a lot softer.
Yeah.
Like a song will either be heavier or softer or both. Like you won't find a song in it that's like the old EP at all. We definitely kind of have a bit more of an idea of what direction we're going in.
We've slowed down a lot and we've changed the timbre quite a bit. It's definitely a different sound, but it's still High Flying Wolves.
Yeah, I think we worked a lot harder with these songs. Like we put like different guitar layers and like guitar harmonies and like vocally I scream on. I actually scream and I have to actually sing properly, like instead of just shouting nonsense. So we definitely worked a lot harder on this one.
I think Goldfish took us 4 weeks before we got it perfect.
Yeah.
Just right.
Yeah, definitely. But then there's a song on there that we wrote in like one session, which is like in like 2 or 3 hours. So it's a bit of everything really.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing more from that very EP. Do you know when you're gonna be recording it?
Well, hopefully we will record it before summer or just at the start of summer, and then once it's recorded, it will be out. Just we want to get it all done by the time summer's finished, pretty much. So, like before people like go off to uni or go back to school and stuff, we want to try and get it all done before like September, pretty much. That's not like an official date, but that's kind of
fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we definitely look forward to hearing the results here on Curveballs. Let's have a listen to your next musical selection. What track are we going to hear next?
We will choose a song by a band called Screaming Females, who are a 3-piece band fronted by a female singer who like is probably one of the best guitarists of like all time, I think, definitely. And like they're just insane and they're just like amazing. They're from New Jersey. And like they've got like 5 albums out, and they kind of do it all by themselves. Like they're not signed. They are signed, but like not to like a major label or anything. And they're like just amazing, pretty much.
Righto.
The song is called "It All Means Nothing."
Okay, let's gear things up for a bit. For a bit of Screaming Females. I know how they feel. Because I'm having to do this while a bit further away from my microphone.
It's not touch screen.
I knew that.
I'm breaking the curse and show you what I'm worth.
It is the sound of screaming females here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track of theirs was entitled It All Means Nothing, and it was chosen by my guest tonight, High Flying Wolves. And that, yes, you did bear witness to me trying to do touchscreen with an iPod, a very old, with an iPod mini. So yes, I'm probably not going to live that down for quite a while. Either way, let's crash on. Let's focus on the people in the room who actually are talented. And
that's really sweet.
And gentlemen, so yeah, Stan, that my whole job is to make other people look good. So there we go. And I think it's fairly safe to say that I do that quite well. So, when it comes to, have you had much chance to do many gigs recently, or has it kind of like all been coming up to summer?
It's all pretty much been a kind of
summer. Not recently.
Yeah, the start of the year, really, we just spent writing and just sorting out practices and things like that. But we played the Square in Harlow. When did we play?
Not too long ago.
Yeah, so. It wasn't that long ago. It was like in the middle of March or something, and it was like a last minute gig, but it went really well. Like, it went a lot better than we kind of anticipated. We're playing Bishop Stortford Music Festival next Sunday. We're on at like 1:20, I think. Yeah, 1:20 p.m. And then we're playing in Epping at the Speakeasy Bar on the 27th of May. And then we're playing at the Half Moon in Bishop Stortford, 2nd of August, I think that is. So yeah, like, we're just trying to get as many gigs as we can in the summer, just because it's a lot. People always want to go to shows in the summer, definitely. Everyone's a lot happier, so yeah.
Excellent. Well, it does sound like you're getting yourselves out and about, which is great to hear. And let's tempt people a little bit more with what to expect from your shows. What track are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do a song we did last time, but we've improved it now. But it's called Katie.
Ah, yes. Bring it on. High Flying Wolves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Sound. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Trust anyone or anything. Leather jackets and sun keeps her thin. She's like a photograph of young love. She's been ripped in half. She's from above. She's so good in school she had to leave. What she said to the teacher you wouldn't believe. She lit a cigarette and blew in my face. I could smell her breath. Now I want her taste. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Ooh, Katie, you make my mind melt. Ooh, Katie, you make my heart hurt. Thank you.
It is the sound of High Flying Wolves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Katie. Is that Katie as in still spelt in the unusual way?
K-O-Y-T-E-E.
There we go. I could ask if it's named after a particular KT, but maybe I shouldn't.
No, it's not even about anyone called KT. I got it spelled that way because I have a niece called KT, and it's just her name's spelled that way, so I thought. But JJ's girlfriend's called KT, yeah. So...
Tom wrote about her.
Yeah, I wrote JJ's girlfriend, but I didn't back.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Excellent. So where is the place that people can go to find out more about High Flying Wolves online?
Just Twitter, Facebook, like the usual, really. I think we update Twitter a lot more than Facebook.
I'm not even registered as a member on the Facebook group.
We haven't made him an admin yet. And I think, we haven't even put him as a member on the information. We need to do that, kind of. But but they both got links to our SoundCloud as well, so you just kind of go on the search thing, just type in High Flying Wolves, and you'll find a link to the SoundCloud, and that's where you can find the music. And you can all download it for free, because just free, because it would be nice. You could get an EP at our shows if you want. But
there's still one Joe's house.
Oh yeah, they're still around an old guitarist's house, but we need to get them back. But if you want, most people don't really want to buy music from bands a lot of the time now. They just illegally download it, so why not make it free? Because, say, just cut the middleman out, might as well make it free for them. You can download it for free on all our stuff on SoundCloud for free if you want.
And you can still see the fun artwork with the pie chart and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's have a listen to your next musical selection. What are you going to play for us next?
We're going to play Got My Mojo Going by Muddy Waters, which is a track I've been studying for music A-level, so I thought it'd be quite good to play it.
Get some revision done while you're...
Yeah. Okay.
JJ's pop has come up. Sorry, folks.
Right, this is live radio for you people. It's just locked itself. To be honest with you, I think that might have been my fault because I think I accidentally pressed a button. Right, and if I put this up and now you just press play, and we're off. sound of Muddy Waters here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled...
Get My Mojo Working.
Get My Mojo Working. Something I try and do every week, but don't always achieve. And it was chosen by my guest tonight, High Flying Wolves, or specifically JJ from High Flying Wolves, and I'm assuming that that's got the approval of Jordan, who's joined us online. Ah, JJ. I'm just going to assume that means something positive. And Jibbers, who's also joined us online, says everyone loves JJ. I think it's fair to say, Jibbers, that you are absolutely right. And yes, hello to them. Hello to everybody else who's joined us online. You can go to phoenixfm.com and you can log into the chat room for more on that. And you can also listen to us online. You can also listen to us on 98FM, online, on our app, on your smartphones. And if you are doing that right now, it is great to have you along. And just for you, High Flying Wolves are going to do another track in the studio next. What track are you going to do for us, gents?
We're going to do a new song as well. That's going to be on the next EP, and it's called Can I Call It a Day?
Take it away.
She's been dancing in my head. The days the age will be my bed. So have another cigarette. It will cause you harm and make you dead. Rain has never felt so quiet. My filthy hands will dry your eyes. It's 3 a.m. I don't know why. I'm still awake and drinking your wine. Can I call it a day? Tell me that we're okay. I'll put myself back on the shelf and lose myself in the waves. Gonna be late. Evil little girl messes with my brain. I think of that girl nearly every day. I don't want to hear a sound. You know you are not around. Just do the twist and do the shouts. And when you get tired, sleep on my couch. Can I call it a day? Tell me that we're okay. I'll put myself back on the shelf and lose myself in the waves. Can I call it a day? Tell me that we're okay. I'll put myself back on the shelf and lose myself in the waves.
and lose myself in the waves.
Excellent. High Flying Wolves live in the studio here on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Can I Call It a Day? And it's going to be featuring on their upcoming EP, which will be within the next few months, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
Excellent. And, well, on the evidence of that, we are certainly looking forward to hearing it. You have one more musical choice on you, gentlemen. What track are we going to listen to?
Playing a song by another female fronted band called Alabama Shakes from Alabama, obviously. But they're just amazing. Like the woman's got like one of the best voices in the past few years, and they're like a proper blues rock and roll band. But yeah, the song's called Heavy Chevy.
Okay, in it goes, and I'm going to press the right button this time.
Are you?
We've just realised that's the wrong track. Here we go. Wait, I reckon. That was Alabama Shakes here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled
Heavy Chevy.
Heavy Chevy, and it was chosen by my guest tonight, High Flying Wolves. So we've heard some tracks live in the studio by your good selves, and we've chatted about things that are coming up. We'll remind people about how they can find out more about you and where they can next see you live. But first of all, we're going to hear one more track of yours, and it's a track that people can listen to on your SoundCloud page. So tell us about what track we're going to hear.
This is a song called Latoon, which we played earlier, but this is the recorded version and all that. But we did it ourselves at college one day. We just wrote it and we decided to record it one day. And it's got some female vocals at the end because we thought it would sound quite cool with some girl, with a girl singing it. And yeah. Yeah, that's it really. It's like it's probably the happiest song we've got recorded.
Which is quite depressing really when you think of it.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's like a proper really summery tune, but it's like...
It is quite summery.
Yeah, it says the word summertime in it, so it might be something. But yeah, and you can get it on our SoundCloud, just SoundCloud and just type in High Flying Wolves. And yeah, that's it really. You can find links to our SoundCloud on our Twitter or our Facebook, which is the same really. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the tune.
And funnily enough, you can get onto your Facebook and Twitter from your SoundCloud as well, so it's a kind of two-way thing. Right up. I'm going to stop talking now. Here's the track. It is the sound of High Flying Wolves and Lotoon here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as recorded at Harlow College. And well, I think so to say you've sold both Harlow College and yourselves rather well with that track. Excellent. So, finally, where is the place that people can go to find out more about High Flying Wolves?
Twitter, Facebook.
SoundCloud.
So, yeah, SoundCloud. They're all connected. Like, there'll be links to each of them on that. And yeah, that's it really. Like, I think there's some videos on YouTube of like people recording us, like live shows, and put them online. So you probably could find some old videos on YouTube if you wanted to watch us. But yeah, like twitter.com/highflyingwolves. I think the Twitter is the one where it didn't. The name was too long, so I had to take the G out of flying. So it's like High Flying Wolves because the name was too long. But,
so bear that in mind, people.
Yeah.
So, super important.
Yeah, we're not lying to you. We are on Twitter. Just like SoundCloud, Facebook. There'll be like more updates about details for Stormfest next week, like where you can get tickets and times and all that. But yeah. Yeah.
Rightio. So Stortfest on the 4th of May.
Yeah, it's on the weekend, but we're planning on the 4th.
Yeah. It's probably good.
Rightio. Well, where else can people see you live over the coming weeks?
We'll be playing the Speakeasy Bar in Epping on the 27th of May. There'll be more details about that soon. As soon as we find out, we'll let everyone know. And we will be playing the Half Moon Pub in Bishop Stortford on 2nd of August. I think, 2nd of August. Mm-hmm. And we will, when we get details, we'll let everyone know about that. But, just kind of, we'll keep you posted if anything new comes up. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. You can find out more about High Flying Wolves on Twitter, SoundCloud, and Facebook, and see them at Stortfest as well. Going to be a great event, I'm sure. I think it's very safe to say that the future starts here. High Flying Wolves, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Phoenix FM.